Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth, and also KCPP 1140 AM, our Fort Worth-based station out of Cleburne. And we are glad that you're with us. This is an hour that we have once a week to typically go live, although only half of today's show is going to be live. Now, I'll be live the whole time, all live, but we have a pre-recorded segment in the second half of the show that we did with the CPLC folks, Tom and also Maria Machowski and her daughter. And we had to pre-record that because they weren't available this time. So that's it's really not much of a difference when you're listening it, whether it's live or recorded. It doesn't really matter that much. But and they have a lot going on, as they always do, including the Christ Child brunch event this Saturday. And Sissel and I are going to be there. We're going to have a booth. We're going to do a live broadcast. And Sissel, we don't have a lot of the details about that yet. Well, you think we picked the hour yet, have we?
I was like, we have things we need to chat about. So I think we need to figure some of this stuff out. Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend.
That's kind of our life, you know.
We take it one week at a time,
I'm guessing the live remote will probably be
pretty early, I'd say, right? Yeah, maybe 9 or something.
But now
like
we have so many great programs, GRN-produced programs on Saturday mornings.
So it might be 8 a.m.
Yeah. Are we going to do 8 a.m. broadcast? I mean, is anybody up for that?
I think so.
I guess
so.
We'd have to be up for it.
We'd be up for it.
And also, I want to let you know that we are going to be selling GRN merch there. And between Sissel and I, we're going to probably be covering it. Maybe we'll have some volunteers there. But come on out. And they've got all kinds of vendors. Sarah was telling us, well, she will tell you on the segment that you're about to hear, that they've sold out as far as vendors. Ingrid Meyer is here. Are you going to be there, Ingrid? Or do you have a booth, Semper Maria? No, okay.
No. Able to make it, but okay. It's always a great event.
Yeah, so Ingrid Meyer is my first guest, and Ingrid, I'm so excited about this. She is not only going to be bringing Our Lady and the relic image to the December 5th through 7th Fullness of Truth event in Allen. She's going to be one of the speakers. This is so cool. You have, I say this half jokingly, but you've arrived.
I know.
Not that what you were doing before wasn't really significant, but you get to do both. You get to speak. And so we're going to talk about that. In just a moment with Ingrid. So she is live in person, okay? So she's not recorded. This is a live interview. Speaking of life, I want to mention that I just got back from what turned out for me to be the first half of a funeral. I wasn't able, unfortunately, to stay for the whole thing, but I wanted to get to as much of it as possible of Chuck Helms, who passed away on All Souls Day. You know, I think it's always significant, like, you know, the dates, you know, and Father Paul Weinberger was the main celebrant. The mass, it might, in fact, probably be over by now, but over at All Saints Parish. And Father Weinberger, if you know him, he always ties in dates. And he said that, and maybe you know this, Ingrid, or Sissel, but today, I guess, is a feast day of Our Lady of the Last Agony.
Oh, interesting.
And I had never heard of that devotion. Now, Ingrid, you're a Marian expert. Have you ever heard of that? I mean, Father Paul, leave it to him to bring something up like that. Our Lady of the Last Agony.
I've heard a bit about it, but I didn't know it was today.
Yeah, that's today. And so pray for the repose of the soul of Chuck Helms. And also, and I don't know if I'm able to use her name, but one of our really, really just wonderful, wonderful supporters out in Wiley, and I'm just going to leave him anonymous because I didn't ask permission to say it. His wife passed away after a long illness, and he texted me on Friday and told me about this. And so please pray for her. This is also the 30th anniversary of the death of my stepfather, Jim Brady, who died in this date 3 years ago. And I remember, Sissel, it was while we were doing the Dr. Ray show. Because remember, we did that 3 years ago.
We did, yes.
And I remember I went to go visit my stepfather after we did the Dr. Ray. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But pray for all these wonderful people. Chuck was a really great supporter of Catholic Radio. He's a father of five, his wife Rachel and him. He was an attorney in Thomas More Society, Oxford educated, very bright, erudite man. But more important than that, a man of great holiness and just a gentleman, you know, a gentleman. And so great to know him, and please pray for him. All right, we were out at St. Rita Parish in Dallas over the weekend, thanks to Father Josh Whitfield and the whole staff out there, Corey Smith, who was my main contact there. Cecil, you were there for Saturday. One or two takeaways. Anything that you remember?
Well, first off, I think that's my first time actually attending Mass there. So that was really beautiful to partake in. I got to meet very briefly Father Mark, who is the parochial vicar
Garrett,
there.
Yeah.
He gave a very awesome homily all about, you know, we had this feast day this last Sunday for the, you know, dedication of the St. John Lateran. And so it was really fascinating. He came up to me, and the first thing he said, he comes over and shakes my hand, and he goes, "I see your bumper stickers everywhere around town."
Really?
That's a good sign. Yes,
yeah.
And I met a lovely couple, actually, I need to talk to you more about, who listen to Catholic Radio a lot and are big fans. And so we'll talk
testimony
about
interview.
Yeah, testimony interview, yes. But it was really a delight to hear, to both get, you know, as usual, to get people who have been listening for a long time and know all about us, and to the people who have never heard of us before and wanted to come, learn more.
Yeah, it's Father Josh Whitfield literally wrote a book on homiletics. I mean, literally, he wrote a book on homiletics. He's a great homilist, and he gave a knockout homily, and the Mass was so reverent, and they process like their whole choir. I don't know if you've ever been there, Ingrid, but I was just really impressed with everything. I ran into Brandon Mills, who is our contact over at Cistercian. First time I ever met him, he's like director of admissions over there. So a great opportunity to get out there and just meet people. All right, a couple of other things, because I don't want to cut into any of Ingrid's time here. There's an opera going on called Dialogues of the Carmelites. And I was contacted by the lady who does marketing for the Dallas Opera. And she said, "We're doing this opera on the Compiègne nuns who were martyred during the French Revolution." I know their story very well. I've taught it many times. And she said, "We're doing an opera on it. And do you want to cover it? Do you want to do an interview?" And I was like, "I don't know, gosh, the opera. I mean, I don't know how they're going to handle this." And so anyways, Cecil ended up doing an interview with one of the main ladies. I'd love to know, now that I've seen it, because we went yesterday.
Yes.
Which one it was. So.
Yes, she is the initial mother superior who dies of just of age in the opera.
Okay.
Yes.
Did she come in person? Or was
she
it,
did.
Oh,
she came in person. So it was really cool to be able to talk to her. And so did the some of the communication staff who were with us as well.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I don't know. Do you ever go to operas, Ingrid? Have you ever been to an opera?
Yes, I have. But things get so busy, it's hard to go. But we have such a wonderful place here in Dallas.
Yeah, and it was so good. And first time I've ever been to one. And but anyways, we thoroughly enjoyed it. And it told the story so nicely. And I highly recommend it. I ran into Kent Loney's wife there.
Yes.
Kim was there. And some of our other friends, Susan Moses from Fort Worth newspaper. Mm-hmm. I saw her. And so highly recommend it. And
how long will it be there?
It is there through this week, right? Another two performances.
I'm going on Wednesday,
Wednesday evening, and I think on Saturday.
And you know, in the crowd that goes to operas tends to be more kind of high society, and that's fine. But it was great. I just felt cultured. I felt like I was connected to my faith. I sat next to this lady. And she was by herself, and I just, making conversation with her because she was by herself. And I just, I told her who I was with. And she said, "Can I ask you a question? I don't want to be offensive." And I said, "Yeah, sure, go ahead." I said, "I don't think you can offend me." And she said, "Do Catholics read the Bible?" I mean, seriously. And by the end, it was a beautiful conversation. I won't, obviously, if you listen to Catholic Radio, you know the answer to that. Of course we do.
Great opportunity.
But it was so beautiful. And it just was so many God moments there. And so it was great to be there with my wife and Patrick, our son, as well. All right. So real quickly, Emmett Cahill is an Irish tenor, and he was with the group Celtic Thunder. And he is coming to Keller, Texas, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, on Saturday, December 6th. Now, that happens to coincide with the Fullness of Truth Conference, and so I can't personally be there, But I've got some tickets to give away for that. And so if you would like a couple of tickets, or if you like say, I need four, you know, email me, because Scott Cook, who is the chief of staff for St. Elizabeth, is literally in Ireland right now. And with Emmett. Emmett is giving him a tour through Ireland, which is really cool. But Scott has given me some tickets. And so if you'd like to go to that, December 6th, which, of course, is the Feast of St. Nicholas. It's a beautiful, you know, feast day in our church. Email me right away, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. I've got a lot of these. I've got like 25 tickets that I can give away. And I want, and they're physical, like paper tickets that I'll mail to you, right? We're going to kick it old school with this one. If you want some, email me and let me know. And I'd love to set you up, because that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful concert. Emmett Cahill's Celtic Christmas live in Keller. Saturday, December 6th, 7:30 to 9 at St. Elizabeth and Seton Parish in Keller, okay? DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And the last thing I'm going to say before I get to Ingrid right on time is Fullness of Truth is coming to Allen. And this is such a great, great event. In addition to Ingrid's talk, Jeff Cavins is going to be there, Father Donald Calloway. Do you remember who the other ones are? It's going to be at the
Gabriel Castillo.
Thank you. The Marriott Dallas Allen Hotel and Convention Center. I'm going to be the MC. Ingrid's going to speak. And so what I'm getting at is, if I have two more tickets, okay? Ken Zammit gives us some tickets. And these are, you know, this is for like, you know, full access to the whole thing. And I have two more. Probably last two I have. And you got to call in if you want those and talk to Cecil. You don't have to go on the air, but I'm going to give up the phone number right now if you want those tickets, okay? 877-757-9424, okay? The race is on. So 877-757-9424. And Ingrid came so prepared. You've actually got the flyer right there in front of us. So Gabe Castillo, Father Donald Calloway.
Monsignor Eugene Morris.
Yeah.
Father David Hurst. Hust.
Host.
Yeah.
And some lady named Ingrid Meyer.
Somebody, like, who knows who she is, right?
All right. So call up if you want two tickets, 877-757-9424. And with no further ado, Ingrid Meyer is here, one of the speakers. So that's pretty cool that you get to speak on your favorite topic, right?
Yes. And you know what? We've been going to Fullness of Truth, I guess, for 2 years now.
Yeah.
So now I get to be a speaker, so I'm very excited. Plus, I still take the relic image for people to be able to go and spend time with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's always, you go to all the conferences, right?
Yes,
you go to
San Antonio. Yes, San Antonio to Round Rock.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? In Houston or Galveston.
Yeah, Houston. They do one. I think they do one in Louisiana as well. So I think what Ken saw is that when you typically get to get up there and give a little 5 minute, kind of pitch about what you're doing. And so he must have really liked what you've said. So obviously we don't have time right now to go into the whole, you know, talk. And we encourage people to go to fullnessoftruth.org and get tickets for this, because we want the Allen one to be as big as the San Antonio one.
I mean,
ours is always smaller and it shouldn't
has to be
that
more
way.
Important.
Yeah. And so,
you have to make it big.
By all means, get tickets. But I think I know the answer to this, but I know you're talking about Our Lady Guadalupe, but what in particular will you be kind of zeroing in on?
Okay, so the title of the conference is Hail Immaculata, Mother Mary and Heaven's Plan for Spiritual Warfare.
Okay.
So it's everything regarding Our Lady and spiritual warfare. So, of course, Our Lady of Guadalupe, mm-hmm. She had to be part of it. So the title of my talk is Our Lady of Guadalupe, the woman of Revelations 12:1.
Of 12:1, right? Uh-huh. Okay, and that's where the lady, you know, cloaked with the sun.
Yes.
I mean, so,
and remember, she's for end times. So,
and that had to do with a battle, didn't it?
Yes.
So it fits into the theme very well.
Yes, and remember the relic that is at the Highland School that I take around.
Yeah.
To different places. She was commissioned by Saint John Paul II. And I think this is my personal view, but he had a knowledge and he knew how important Our Lady of Guadalupe was for our times, that's why he wanted there to be at least one relic image per country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very blessed to have seven.
Yeah.
And I think two or three are in the state of Texas.
Do most countries have one?
Yes.
So I don't know how many countries there are in the world, but...
They made 220 copies for 197 countries.
Okay. So there's 197 countries in the world. Mm-hmm. And okay.
Well, that have it at least.
And we got six or seven.
And three are in Texas.
Oh,
as far as
wow.
I know. So can you imagine?
It's and you've just got like, one of them.
And well, not me, but the Highlands, but yeah. I get to take her around.
Yeah, but for all intents and purposes, I mean, you are the custodian,
yes.
So she stays with you. But you always bring her back to the Highlands?
Yes. So that's where she resides, at the chapel of the Highland School. And whenever I need her, I pick her up, take her. She gets to stay the weekend at home, mm-hmm. and then I take her back.
Yeah, so take us into Scripture in that passage at 12:1, and... Well, what is the significance of that? You know, the book of Revelation can sometimes be very hard to interpret and figure out what it's all going at. But how does that fit into the overall kind of message of Revelation? Why is it important for us to know about it?
Well, first of all, when it describes, it says a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun. I mean, every part of the description is exactly, it relates to Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Really?
She has the sun. She's clothed in the sun. She's standing on the moon. She's with child. She has a crown on her head, even though we can't see it. There's a crown of stars there. So it is such an important day because she came to abolish everything that was bad that was happening in Mexico City. Remember mm-hmm. all those sacrifices that were happening?
Yeah,
and even though they came, the friars, and they evangelized, and they destroyed their temples and their altars, because that's the way they knew how to deal with it, right? They saw these barbaric acts that they had to destroy everything. They saw mm-hmm. it satanic. But unfortunately, they didn't speak the same language. And I don't mean the language... The Nahuatl and the Spanish. I mean, their culture, right? They couldn't get to them. And Our Lady did when she appeared and she came. And that's when they understood and they let go of all their sacrifices and they turned to her and to the one true God, which was in her womb.
Yeah, and there were just millions and millions of conversions.
Over 9 million the following 10 years.
Yeah. Now, you're... correlating between Revelation 12:1 and Our Lady Guadalupe, is that something that others have made the connection
yes.
to? This isn't just you.
No, it's not me.
But more so than other apparitions,
yes.
it fits more of the Guadalupe description than, say, Fatima or Lourdes
yes.
or something like that, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Everything. And the Spaniards, when they first saw the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, they immediately compared her and understood the Immaculate Conception.
Hmm.
You know, the difference is like when we see Our Lady and described as the Immaculate Conception, she's always kind of standing on a globe and right stepping on the snake, right? On the serpent.
Yeah.
Well, for the indigenous people, the snake was not evil. In fact, it was it was a symbol of fecundity, right? But the dark crescent moon represented death.
Oh.
And if you notice, she is standing on a dark crescent moon.
Yeah. Yeah. So that goes back to, so much of this relates to Our Lady Guadalupe. That is so fascinating. Now, right after, you know, she's introduced, a big battle breaks out in heaven, right? Isn't that what, like in the very next passages, like St. Michael is there and there's this big battle, which ties in so much the whole spiritual warfare theme of the conference. And so what exactly is going on there? How do we interpret that?
Well, Our Lady, remember, it's amazing how God gave us Our Lady. And he made, like in the book of Revelation, how he says that she is the one who's going to crush the head of Satan, mm-hmm. right? So she is the head of this army, right? Of this militia. And that is who we need to go to continue to go through and be able to be successful in this battle. But the funny thing is this battle is not, let's not only think about the end times. We have a battle every day. Our spiritual battle we live. We have to fight our own temptations. If you want to call them temptations, your demons, it doesn't matter what name you give them. But it's always a battle to be able to for bad to go to be overcome by good, right? And for you to always make the correct decision.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the best person to help you? Our Lady.
Yeah.
You know, she went through all this and evil could never succeed with her because of her huge humility.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is going off in a little bit of a tangent, but the thing that was announced last week, and it caught a lot of people's attention about the Mediatrix of All Graces, and what was the other title?
Co-Redemptrix
and the Mediatrix of All Graces. And I saw a really good explanation about this, but I don't know, any thoughts on this? Because what I understand is that we can still believe these teachings, right? The teachings are not something that the Vatican is saying, we can't believe that, but they're just not asking us, we're not to use those titles for Our Lady officially. So,
this is my personal view. I just think that they didn't want us to distract from giving all glory and everything to God,
mm-hmm.
right? Like
yeah.
God, we have, God is the all powerful. He is the almighty, but he gave us his beautiful mother at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
So there's a reason he gave us his mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she could come and help us through all of these situations.
Yeah.
And remember, now that I was in Spain, I just got back from last month. I was there. I was able to go visit Our Lady in Zaragoza, Our Lady of the Pillar, Nuestra Señora del Pilar, which is the first apparition of Our Lady. And that she appears in the year 40, and she was still alive.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's
bi-located.
So it's a bi-location.
Yeah.
Yes. She appears to St. James, and she appears to encourage him to not let go, to continue and to evangelize those people, and not because he was about to leave Spain, he couldn't deal with it anymore. And she comes to fortify him, to console him, and to give him hope. And that's what she does.
Yeah,
she is always giving us hope. I like to mention and see Our Lady as a beautiful gift of mercy that our God has given us.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned that the first one was in the year 40 that you just explained to St. James, and I don't know. Of course, the Medjugorje ones, which you know are ongoing, so that I guess those would be the most recent ones. But have there been Marian apparitions just consistently throughout the last 2,000 years, or have they increased in frequency more recently, or what would that map look
like? I think they have been they have been increasing.
Yeah.
The thing is that it takes a long time for the Vatican to approve them, right?
Yeah.
Look, Medjugorje still is not 100% approved.
Yeah, and then they can't until the final, person, visionary dies.
Our Lady
yeah.
of Fatima, we have Our Lady of Akita, we have several, like there's one that's still pending and they've been, that's also in Spain, Our Lady of Garabandal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That also has a lot of messages for the last time. So there's a lot, but there's a lot of fake ones, right? There's a lot of confusion. So obviously the Vatican, the church has to be very careful.
Yeah. Yeah. The lady I said sat next to me at the opera. The other thing we got in this conversation and she said she was telling me about how she grew up a Baptist and she had a lot of prejudices. And she said when she was a Baptist, when she was 12 years old at church, they had all the kids stand up. This is what she told me, and I just presume it's true. And all the kids stood up at 12 years old, and they had to vow to never date a Catholic.
Oh my God!
And then the reason they said was, they worship Mary, and so I know a lot of people are upset about the papal, the document from the Vatican, and I can understand the people who are upset about it because I like those titles. But at the same time, I think the reason is that because of that kind of thing, that's at least the stated reason is they don't want Protestants to be scandalized or just to think that we worship Mary. So,
well, but we still have our mother. She is still here to console, to upbring us, to give us hope, to carry us. Like she said to Juan Diego, am I not here? I who has the joy of being and the honor of being your mother,
mm-hmm.
I carry you in my arms. I protect you with my shadow. That is what she does.
Yeah. And we can still explain what she does. And we can even explain to as a mediator that, mm-hmm. that she is, you know. So I think that, you know, there's been a lot of things. I heard Debbie Georgiani on the morning show say, well, if, you know, when we use the title, that gives us an opportunity to explain. And so if the Protestants were listening to Catholic radio, they could hear what exactly Our Lady's role is, exactly like what we're doing right now with you being an expert on Our Lady Guadalupe.
And hey, at the end, she was the first tabernacle, right?
Yeah.
She, because she gave her yes, we were able to have Jesus mm-hmm. come to us.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what we can't forget. You know, even God would not have come if he had not had her yes first. So yeah. he sent an angel to first ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does. He gives us this freedom to choose. But when we say yes, he takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what our Mother Mary does also. She's always beside us. And when we say yes to her, she opens the door. And I can see that. You know, that's one of the things I was telling people when I was in Spain last month, is how amazed I am how she has opened the doors for all of these talks. Before talking about pro-life, you could, in a way, you kind of preach to the choir
mm-hmm.
because it's always the same people. But when you go under the umbrella of Our Lady, she opens the door and all these people who are not even pro-life, who have no idea, get to listen to the message of life through our presentations on Mary.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk also about Semper Maria, because this is something that you're doing on the first Saturday where you're asking people to pray Hail Marys. I get the emails,
the reminders.
And tell us about that. How's it going and how many people do you have participating now?
Okay, so in 2031, it'll be 500 years from when she first appeared and imprinted herself on the Toma. But you know what? We know how many blasphemies happen and how much we hurt Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart. So one of the things that we decided to do in order to help repair that Immaculate Heart is invite people to pray Hail Marys. You know how Our Lady of Fatima asked for the rosary mm-hmm. and the mass on first Saturdays. So we didn't go that far with the rosary because not everybody prays the rosary, but we invite them to pray Hail Marys. So they can pray individual Hail Marys, or if they want to pray a rosary, they're welcome. All they have to do is register with us. They can register at SemperMaria.com and they commit to praying once a month on the first Saturday at any time, at any place, as long as they fulfill it that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we count it towards that commitment of 1 million monthly Hail Marys that we want to provide and present to Our Lady by the year 2031, which is her 500.
Cumulative a million?
No.
Oh, a million.
A commitment. Uh-huh. Okay. So we are at over 130,000 right now committed.
Okay.
So we have 6 years or so.
13%
right?
There.
Yes.
Yeah,
to get. But people are so excited, and this is a great thing that people do as a family.
Yeah.
They come together, and some of them start with one a decade. And then at the end, they end up calling me, hey, you know what? I can do a rosary now. I'm ready.
Well, you got 50 right there
yes.
with a rosary.
53.
Oh, 53, you're right.
I count everyone.
Yeah, 53 rosaries. So if you're in the habit of doing the daily rosary anyways, well, then just say, hey, I'll count 53 towards me. And some people pray multiple rosaries.
Yes.
I know Gabe Castillo, who is one of the speakers of the conference, he encourages three rosaries.
Four. I pray the four rosaries.
Okay, you pray
day.
4 days. So yes. You've got over 200 of your Hail Marys just like that, right?
We only count one day. That's why.
Yeah.
It's only one day that you have to commit. So it's very easy, simple, and it's a beautiful thing to present our beautiful mother. And her heart is always suffering, just like our Jesus suffers for each one of us, because until we are all in heaven with him, right?
Yeah.
He won't be happy.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. And that's the goal of Our Lady, to take us to him.
Semper Maria. Com?
SemperMaria.com.
Okay, that means always Mary, right? Always Mary. Kind of like Semper Fi, the Marine slogan, always faithful. All right, Ingrid Myers here, and I want to, if you could, give a recap about what's going on the 5th through the 7th. And Cecil, did we get our tickets given away yet? Okay, I still have 2 tickets to give away to this conference. I mean, these tickets are worth over $100. So call in. Sometimes you think, oh, somebody else is going to call in right before me. But we don't have a winner yet. So if you want 2 tickets to this conference that Ingrid's going to tell you about, it's Fullness of Truth. It's in Allen. It's the 5th through the 7th of December. I'm going to be the MC. Ingrid's going to be one of the speakers. Jeff Cavins, Father Calloway, Father Morris, Senior Morris, and Father Hust from Houston. Okay, fullnessoftruth.org. Call 877-757-9424. And before Ingrid does that, I just want to give one real quick pitch about something that I'm really excited about, and that is GRN Academy. Because we had 1 7-week series of courses that we completed successfully, and we are preparing now for our 2nd session, which is going to start in the middle of January. January 19th will be the first class. I'm teaching a class on the dignity of the human person. Okay. So I'm so excited about this because I don't think we think about this enough. Like it is so cool and such a blessing to be a human person. And I mean, of all the visible creatures in the world, only we are persons, and everything else you see is not a person. And it's really just an amazing blessing. And what does it mean? And how can we make the most of our personhood and understand it? And also that will reflect also how we see other people in their dignity as persons as well. So we're going to go through all that based on the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas. And if you'd like to sign up for that or any of the other courses, Julie Carrick is teaching a course called We Tell Our Story, which is basically, you know, how do I formulate and tell my story? Dr. Ray Lopez is doing a class on Aristotelian metaphysics, although that's not the title of it because nobody would sign up for a class called Aristotelian metaphysics. But no, it's really going to be a great class, though. And then finally, Dr. Carlo Broussard is teaching a class on meeting the Protestant challenge. So grnonline.com/academy if you want to sign up. Please do, because there's a limit of 30 students per class, and we're hoping that all these fill up. So, all right, Ingrid, can you give a real quick pitch for this? And then, since we might need to shorten our segment if possible. But yeah, go ahead. Just take a minute and promote this event.
Yes, I just want to invite everybody listening. Please, it'll be an amazing thing, and you will learn how to find strategies for your daily life to combat evil, to combat your battles, right? To go through your battles. Remember, it is December 5th through the 7th. It is at the Marriott Dallas Allen Hotel and Convention Center. And the relic image of Our Lady of Guadalupe will be present. There'll be great speakers. And I just have to say this, Dave, the people at Fullness of Truth, they are so nice and so professional. And what they want is for you to have the tools you need for your daily lives. That is why they put together all these beautiful conferences. They bring the best speakers they can find on the themes. And so take advantage. They are here in Allen, and we want them to continue coming to Allen. We want this one to grow. And like Dave said, so we are going to talk about the battles, the difficulties. How can you go through with them? What are you going to learn? And you know what? How our beautiful Blessed Mother takes our hand and does not let go and guides us. You know, there's Father Ripperger, I always remember this. He would always say, when you pray the 7 sorrows of Mary, she helps you bring forth those things that you need to work on. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God allowed Mary to come and help us through these difficult times. She has always been here and will always be by our side.
All right. Thanks, Ingrid, so much. Looking forward to your talk, and I'll get to introduce you. And so go to fullnessoftruth.org to get your tickets. And if you want a couple of complimentary tickets, the last 2 that I'll be able to give away, 877-757-9424. We went a little long on this segment, which is okay. So I'm going to go straight to the segment that we recorded with the CPLC folks. and they'll tell you all that's going on with the Catholic pro-life community. So here's that segment. Welcome back to the Good News Show here on this beautiful Monday, November 10th. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this is the second Monday, which means that we always like to feature the Catholic pro-life community. We've been doing this for many, many years now during this segment, and they never run out of things to talk about. So I'm very honored and delighted to have in studio with me. And just kind of, you know, we recorded this last week, okay? So this is not live, but it's live to you right now. We recorded it last week, but it is Monday right now. And I have in studio with me Tom Rudy, who is Interim Executive Director and Chief of Staff of the Catholic Pro-Life Community, along with Maria Michalski, Director of Gabriel Outreach, and her daughter, Sarah Michalski, who is Communications Manager. Did I get all those titles right from everybody?
You did, yes.
All right. We had a dry run. We had a dress rehearsal before we started. So I know there's a lot going on. I'm super excited about this Saturday. Gosh, only 5 days away, the Christ Child Luncheon and Gift Market. We're going to be there. We're going to have a table. We're going to be doing a live broadcast.
Yay.
And so, Tom, why don't you take it away and tell us what's going on with the CPLC?
Wonderful. First, thank you, David and team. Always love being here. Thank you for your support. You're always a rock star with us. October, it was exhausting, but beautiful. we had the Hike for Life events with great turnouts. That was wonderful. We had the Bishop's Mass. We had the ministry fair following. We had, the conference for
Bella House event.
The conference for leadership. We did all that in one day. And it was exhausting, but I got to tell you, Dave, it was beautiful. The people showed up, and pro-life is really strong.
Yeah, that's I remember that day because I saw you at the end of it at the Bella House, and you were still going strong, and it was cool to see you there. But that was quite a day. But October is one of the pro-life months,
yeah.
And so you got
it. You were strong, and so was the bishop.
Yeah, yeah, he stayed a lot longer than I thought he would. That was a fun event. I had to cap it off a really exciting day.
Okay, you know what? Let's go down there because we do have a lot of things going on. Maria Michalski, you are really rocking with the Christ Child. What's the update on that?
So the Christ Child is this coming Saturday. There is a market there. I believe it opens at 9 to 4. And the actual brunch starts at 10. We will have our speaker of Father
Lucas.
Sorry. Father Lucas will be there to give a talk, and he gave it a few years ago, and he was so inspiring we felt like we needed to have him back. So we're super excited about him coming to share his story again. And for those of you that didn't go the year that he was there, I strongly encourage you to come. Like I said, it's a very inspiring story that he shared. We also will be having the women in our GEMS program graduating, and they will have their opportunity to walk across the stage and receive their certificate of completion along with their scholarship award. And we will be hearing the testimony of one of those moms. And she has given that testimony at one of the Hikes for Life at the Dallas location.
I heard it.
Yeah. And she's revised it a little since then.
Okay.
But yeah, she did an excellent job. And so we're super excited. We have four women who are graduating. Well, actually, five, but only four will be there. And we're going to do hopefully something a little different. Usually, there's only one mom that gets an opportunity to share her testimony, and you don't hear the other ones. But we're, I think, going to put in our program a QR code that everyone there in attendance can go to read the testimonies of the other moms.
Beautiful.
I think it's really important to hear their stories of where they came from when they came to us and how much they've grown and what they plan on doing with their scholarship.
Yeah. So this event we've had for years, and we did one pause last year, and boy, we heard about it. So,
and that was just from me, right?
Absolutely, Dave.
Yeah, sorry about all those me and Matt emails. I apologize, Tom. I should have never called you those things.
But we did change it up. So tell me about how it's changed.
So it's more affordable. It's actually at a church as opposed to a hotel. It's a brunch instead of a lunch. We still have the market there. We still have our cook's nook.
We are currently, we have sold out on our vendor spot. So we have at least around 30 vendors, Catholic vendors and artists that are going to be set up and support of Life. So definitely come check out all of these amazing vendors who are supporting us through their artwork.
Wonderful.
Can I ask a question? Is there, because this is, you know, people, can you give us an idea of some of the vendors? What kind of items?
What kind of?
I know you don't have them all memorized, but maybe a few of them just to kind of whet our
appetite. Yes, I know Catholic Brain is one of them. Yeah. The Catholic store that's in Capel, they will be there.
Yeah, Little Angels.
Little Angels, yeah, yes, yeah. is one of them.
And we have a tab. We're going to be a vendor. I hope you'll have
yes,
room for us.
You know,
we've got merch that we're going
to
be
not
selling.
Not to shout out any favorite vendors,
but definitely.
Come check. If any reason to come at all, come check out GRN's.
Yeah. Well, good. That's really exciting that you sold out. I mean, that you got all the vendors. So there's no more opportunities for vendors.
There's lots of opportunity to come support the vendors. So definitely come check them out.
Maria, I remember we used to have great baked goods. Are we having those?
Yes, we have a cook's nook.
All right.
So that's obviously a very popular part of our day. And we used to have this event closer to Thanksgiving, but unfortunately we weren't able to get the date closer than this. But you can still buy some baked goods for, you know, Thanksgiving, so you don't have to cook it and stick it in the freezer. It wouldn't last long in my house, probably wouldn't get to the freezer, but but yeah, you're welcome to come and get all kinds of baked goods that have been made by various members of the diocese. So
yes, this is a great opportunity to get Christmas shopping done early. As well as this year, we will be having a raffle the day of the event. And so the raffle, the first prize is going to be a 2 to 5 night stay for two guests at an RCI affiliate. So examples of this would be San Antonio, New Orleans, or Marble Falls. As well as our second place prize will be a outdoor live nativity set. And the third will be a beautiful Afghan blanket that was donated by the Woman of St. Mark's. And so even if you cannot attend, you can still purchase the raffle tickets online. Or if you would not be able to make it to this event, but you would still like to support our life-saving ministries, you can actually have the opportunity to sponsor a Gems Mom to attend.
Yeah, did you say a live nativity set?
Outdoor. Woo!
Okay, outdoor.
Thank you for clarifying that.
It was the same thing.
We will all come to
If it's live, I'm going to buy you a new coat.
Yeah. Well, that's really neat, though, because it'll be good timing because you're still more than a month away from Christmas. And plenty of time to get out there in front of your house.
Yeah,
right?
that is a great point. Show the
reason for the season. That's awesome.
All right, I'll tell you about what's coming up in the near future. Do we have the date on Jason Everett?
I do want to mention that if you are interested in that event, you can purchase tickets now by going to prolifedallas.org/CCML.
And he will be live, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but we will be having Jason Everett come on January 13th.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
At St. Michael's, right? And we're expecting as many as 1,400. So this is something that we've been planning for quite some time. We are moving really from these small little talks of 45 minutes to half-day conferences. So
okay.
We want to have a greater impact to really change the hearts and minds. And now we're looking at the young people before they go to college. They're going to have choices in front of them, good and bad. Jason has this beautiful ability to get inside these kids and give them great reasons why it's good to be chaste. It's cool and purity and dignity of their bodies. So we've got that plan, and I think it's going to be extraordinary. And then following that, because there is a beautiful Hispanic community that we need to do the same thing to. Father Agustino Torres he's part from EWTN, but he has a beautiful movement and he is going to come here and host it he wants a day and a half.
Mm.
And he wants to bring a lot of parents and youth together to give that same conference, the dignity, the chastity and how important it is in life. So look for those things coming up.
He's a CFR friar, right?
He is.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
No, that's Bishop awesome. Rochelle.
Wow, cool.
Did I say Bishop?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just elevated him. Father of Rochelle.
Yeah, right. Cool. So that's January 13th. I'm getting all these things in my mental calendar. So November 15th
yeah,
for the Christ
Child. It was January 12th for the Jason Everett event.
Oh, okay.
And yes, this coming Saturday is our Christ Child event, as well as I'm sure as my mom can speak more on this, but November 19th, we will be doing our next Gabriel Angel training.
Okay.
Evening.
That's the first time I'm going to do it on Zoom.
Yes. Yeah, so
actually,
it's a
I shouldn't say it's the first time. I did it during COVID on Zoom. So I'm doing it this time on Zoom. It's really hard to get people to give up a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Or a weekday evening. Yeah. So I thought, okay, maybe. And I did kind of a poll to find out from people that were expressing an interest in wanting to be an angel. You know, is this something that would be easier for you to attend? So it is on I think it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday night, 6 to 9 p.m., I believe, but it will be online.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of person, if they're listening right now, would be a perfect fit to be an angel and may want to get in on that Zoom call?
Well, anyone that has a compassion for moms, working with youth, because honestly, these moms are, even though they're adults, they do have some limitations in terms of things that they've been exposed to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just having patience and being obviously pro-life would be helping. We have a lot of people who are nurses and teachers and realtors that, you know, volunteer to be an angel. So I have sent out an email to various people in the past that have expressed an interest. And I will say that you're welcome to come. It doesn't mean by attending you are committing yourself to being an angel. If you just want to find out more about our organization and how you can help in some way, whether it be an angel or some other capacity, I will be talking about that in that Zoom session. So I welcome anyone that wants to attend. You just need to register on our website, and that's prolifedallas.org/become an angel.
Mm, wow, that's a cool website there. So a person, if they do go into the training and then they decide afterwards that they definitely want to do that, they would be assigned a mom?
Yeah, they have to go through... We would prefer they already be safe environment trained,
mm-hmm.
But they don't have to be. It's just, unfortunately, it takes a little longer to get through that clearance and then be assigned a mom. So you're not assigned one until you've gone through the clearance. And so, you know, if you've been cleared through your parish, we ask you to provide that documentation for us so that we can look at it and make sure it's what we on our end need. Yeah. There may be an additional step that's needed, but once you're cleared to, you know, volunteer, then we can place you with a mom. And of course, we always have many more moms than we do angels. Mm. So we're always looking for people who are willing to take on that mom. I feel like a lot of the moms that I deal with personally, this is how I feel about it. I'm their mother. I'm their best friend.
Yeah.
A lot of these women have no family support, no friends. They're alone trying to make decisions. Unfortunately, they're making poor ones. And it's not just them. It's anyone that's in a crisis and has to make big decisions. It's sometimes hard to take a step back and look at it slowly and make sure that you know what your options are and you're making the right choice. They're just quickly making a decision because they're in a state of panic. They want it just to be done. And then they find out later that was not the right choice. There were maybe other mm-hmm. choices they could have considered, but because of the fact that they were so emotionally tied to it, they couldn't think clearly. And so really the angel is there to help her make good choices by having her walk through what her choices are. And it's always the mom's decision to make the decision that's best for her.
Well, as we're on education, and now we have Bloom inside CPLC for 4 months. And I love myself to say how wonderful it's been, but I think from coming from you, more important.
Oh, it's awesome. We have so many more moms that are coming to us, which is great, but the need for more help is great too. We definitely need people to step up, to volunteer, whether it's in the capacity of being an angel, if it's just coming into the office and welcoming these women that are coming in for their pregnancy test or their sonogram or the material items that they're needing to pick up for themselves or their families, or maybe it's sorting through clothing. We get a lot of donations, and those donations have to be sorted and put in the proper place in our storage room. And, you know, we as a staff, honestly, right now, because of Pro-Life Month, we got a lot of donations, and it's ridiculous, honestly, how much it's piled up in our office. And I just, you know, we don't have the time as a staff to go through them and sort them and put them on the proper shelf. So, yes, we're always in need of people to come. Just call. We'll find something for you to do.
We also have a fun URL for that one. If you are interested in volunteering with Gabriel Outreach, you can actually go to prolifedallas.org/volunteer with PG.
With okay, Project Gabriel,
volunteer,
right?
With PG.
Okay. Yeah, that is fun. Yeah, that's a fun one, yeah.
Maria, you just had a class Saturday for gyms.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So we had, I mean, it's growing. It's just crazy. So we had a class last Saturday. It was on car care. A lot of the women that we work with, you know, are either looking to buy a car, or maybe they've bought a car, they don't know how to maintain it, they don't know what all those signals might mean when the lights turn on, they don't know how to change tires. I mean, just simple stuff. But anyway, my husband taught the class, and we had 33 moms and over 20 children at this class.
Oh, it was, really?
And that's just English speaking women.
Shows there's a big demand for
these practical things. It was exciting, but at the same time, it was so chaotic because we didn't think we'd have that many. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Like the month before that, we had 24, I think it was. So it's just continuing to grow, which is awesome.
It's an awesome problem to have.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Yes, and the moms were super engaged, asking questions. They definitely learned a lot from the day. My dad, even after the class, was out in the parking lot, actually. Then they were getting the hands-on experience working on their cars in the parking lot. And so I think it was a very successful day in that regard.
Yeah, that's amazing. You see, you think, you know, a month or a year from now, one of them very likely is going to be in a flat tire situation,
yes,
or they need to you know, change their oil or whatever you guys went over. And that's really practical, and that could be a very big help for them in their life.
So one of the other, you know, ways you can help is that class, we normally provide them lunch, and we always are looking for, you know, ministry groups or parishes or whatever, you know, organization you may belong to that would provide a lunch for those moms. You can make it and bring it. You can, you know, give us a gift card and we can order pizza, whatever. But we typically have around 30. This time it was a little more. But yeah, providing food for them for lunch. And then we have daycare that we provide for them while they're in the classroom. The children get to play in another room. We're always looking for volunteers there. And it could be adults. It could be any child, teenager that's looking for community service hours to be filled, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. We don't really care. We just need people there. And so if you're interested in doing that, and of course, a few of our moms need transportation to class. If they don't have a vehicle but they want to attend, we want to be sure that they get there. So,
Sarah, I know you've been working on some real big event, the Bishop's Dinner. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, so everyone, please save the date. February 21st, 2026 is this year's Bishop's Pro-Life Dinner. And very exciting, we will have Trent Horn this year as our keynote speaker. And we are so blessed to have him speaking for us this year, as he had just recently announced that he would not be taking on as many speaking engagements this year due to his wife's health recovery. So we are just so blessed that he will be speaking at this year's event. And we're really looking forward to it. It is going to be at the Renaissance Dallas Addison Hotel. Definitely a night that you do not want to miss.
You bet. Now, last year we sold out, so we've gone back to the Renaissance because we can have up to 1,700 people there. So we could sell out again, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What's the theme?
Yes, this year's theme is Che Bella Notte, which means what a beautiful night in Italian. And that is our theme this year, Italian. We will be having all sorts of fun with that. It is going to be Italian-themed raffle prizes, the whole event. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, so some of those things we're working on right now, the live auction We've got some trips in there for to Italy. We've got one we just did to Estes Park for 5 days at a gorgeous place that sleeps 20 people. I saw the pictures. I'd love to go. Amazing. We could really use some help in the area here. If anybody has a lot of miles that they would like to donate, contact us, because that would really help us out a lot. If you got anything for the silent auction, you're connected to Italian restaurants, all those things could really help us out a lot. Just let us know.
Yes, and tickets for this year's event will be going live very shortly. I would say by Monday. By the time this airs, the tickets should be live.
By today.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Got myself
so,
there.
So really, they could be among the first to buy tickets.
So you guys will be among the first to buy tickets, the first to hear this. And where can you go to get those tickets? Get them now. They will be at prolifedallas.org/dinner.
Oh, that's kind of fun, too.
I try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, at least you didn't make us spell those Italian words.
Yes, but this is going to be, like Tom said, upwards of 1,700 people all in one room together, all respecting the dignity of life with the bishop there, with Trent Horn. It's going to be an amazing evening, and we're really going to feel the dignity of life being really respected. So definitely don't miss that.
All right. Well, we're down to our last few minutes, and
okay,
this is the
one
the
more good, quick well, announcement.
Let me just kind of this is called resetting on Catholic Radio. I'm just letting everybody know that this is the Good News Show, and we do this every Monday. This particular segment of it is pre-recorded, but in just a moment, I'm going to come back on live and say, "Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us." But I'm joined in studio, Tom Rudy, Maria Michalski, and her daughter Sarah Michalski, all with the Catholic Pro-Life community, and all the things that you can we've talked about, you can find at prolifedallas.org, and then some of them have a slash, and then something on it. But everything is right there. You can find it all on that website.
Yes.
So, Sarah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the last announcement that we wanted to make today to let everyone be in the know is that we are actually hiring for a digital marketing and communications specialist. So if you have a passion for using your digital skills to advance the pro-life mission, this is the job for you. The Catholic pro-life community is seeking a creative and strategic communicator to help share powerful stories, manage impactful campaigns, and grow our online presence. So this hands-on role is perfect for someone who thrives in a fast-paced environment, creating compelling content, running digital ad campaigns, designing graphics, managing social media. We would love to hear from you. And so you can learn more about that at prolifedallas.org.
She's our new URL executive.
Yeah.
All these fun URLs, right? All right. Well, Tom, we got about 2 minutes to kind of wrap things up. Any final recaps or new items that you want to talk about?
Yeah, just briefly. I'll tell you, going through October and just reading a lot and listening a lot, I've come to this conclusion that abortion's not necessarily going to end through the law. It's going to end when abortion becomes unthinkable. And that's the real challenge in our space today. When every mother knows that she's loved, supported, and that she's never alone. That's the message. You know, being in Dallas is the greatest place to be pro-life. Your support through the years has been tremendous, and we've done a lot with it. But since Roe v. Wade was overturned, truth is, there's more abortions in this country than there was before. And that's what we have to stand up and fix. In Dallas alone, every month there's 27,000 clicks on abortion and what it is. So what we have to do today is understand we're not on the sidewalk. It's now clicks. And we have to be there first, because right now who's there is that other side. So we're going to get there. This doesn't come easy. It's expensive. But it's worth when you save lives, because in the long run, losing lives is a lot more expensive. So look for that in the future. This space is getting wiser, we're getting smarter, and we're going to get much stronger, walk with more moms, and we're going to save more lives.
All right. Thanks to all three of you for being here. And I just wanted
Thank
to give
well,
one final pitch for what's happening in 5 days, right, this Saturday.
Yes.
It's the 2025 Christ Child Market and Brunch, Saturday, November 15th, this Saturday, St. Paul the Apostle in Richardson at the Parish Center, which is really big. It's really nice. And celebrating the GEMS moms and everything that Maria talked about earlier. And they can still get tickets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And yes. What's the offer for that?
Yes. So if, please visit prolifedallas.org/CCML.
Well, you got all these memorized, don't you?
Yeah.
All these. That. Okay, well, thanks to everybody. And this is going to conclude this month's CPLC segment of the Good News Show here on our radio stations. So thanks to you wonderful folks for coming to the studio to record this.
Thank you for having us.
All right, there you have it. That was our pre-recorded segment with the CPLC. I am live again in studio and just want to say goodbye. Thank you. We covered a lot of ground. Thanks to Ingrid. And don't forget, fullnessoftruth.org is the website to get your tickets for that December 5th through 7th conference. And if you want to see Emmett Cahill in Keller on December 6th, email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. I got tickets for you. Email me. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.